Today, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to two Americans and a Japanese researcher for their work in developing the lithium-ion battery. John Goodenough of the University of Texas at Austin, Stanley Whittingham of Binghamton University in New York, and Akira Yoshino of Meijo University in Japan are the winners. Let's bring in Amanda Morris, Associate Professor of Energy Chemistry at Virginia Tech. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
So lithium-ion batteries are everywhere. They're in our cell phones, our laptops, pacemakers. How does this technology work, and what did these scientists do to get us to where we are today?
Well, when we think about a everyday battery, you know, if you looked at it with your eye, you'd see a positive and negative sign on that battery. Those are actually the two electrodes. One is called the anode and one is called the cathode. The chemical reactions inside that battery allow electrons to flow from the anode to cathode, and those electrons are what power your device. Where the three scientists that were awarded the Nobel Prize today really made their mark is developing the materials that are used for that anode and cathode so that they could power the batteries that run our laptops and our cell phones.
Well, and one of the keys to making lithium ion useful is taming the lithium, which is highly volatile, right?
Correct. You know, when lithium-ion batteries were first looked at, they used solid lithium electrodes, and those are very dangerous. And so that's the advantage of what Goodenough did for us is he looked at lithium cobalt oxide, which is just a different material, but much safer for everyone to use.
What did you think when you heard that these three scientists in particular won the Nobel Prize today?
Oh, well, I thought three things in particular. The first was finally. I think coming from a background of battery chemistry, you know, we've looked at these three scientists as leaders for many, many, many years, right? Their research started in the 1970s. And so this advance really has impacted every human's daily life. And so the second thing that I thought is what a great thing to win the Nobel Prize to bring science to the everyday person. And the third thing I thought is it's a win for fundamental science. When Goodenough and Whittingham started their research, they didn't actually know if it was 100% going to be used in batteries. And that has led to something that has transformed the way human civilization is.
We should also note, by the way, that John Goodenough is 97 years old, which makes him the oldest Nobel laureate, and he's still working. Does that surprise you?
Oh, absolutely. Although I think it's every scientist's dream to continue doing that impactful science. And John is still doing that today. And so that's what, you know, keeps him going.
One of the other winners, Dr. Yoshino, said today that there's a lot scientists still don't understand about how lithium ion batteries work. What is still not known?
Well, you know, those fundamental reactions, we can write them down on a piece of paper and say, okay, this is what we know is happening. But really what governs those reactions, we don't understand that. So mechanistically, how is lithium moving? What is it doing inside that material? Those are all things that we're still looking at as we start to nail down into the atomic level.
That is Amanda Morris, who's Associate Professor of Energy Chemistry at Virginia Tech, talking with us about today's Nobel Prize for Chemistry. Thank you.
Thank you.